This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Handheld radios used by Hezbollah detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon South and in Beirut suburbs, further stoking tensions with Israel a day after similar explosions by the group's pagers. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The death toll from Tuesday's pager explosions rose to 12, including two children, with nearly 3,000 injured. At a funeral for four of those killed by the exploding pagers, Hezbollah official Hashem Saifuddin promised a response.
This aggression inevitably has its own punishment. It has its own retribution. This punishment will come, God willing. We will not talk much, as tomorrow the talk will be for the master of the resistance.
A senior Lebanese security source said the explosives were planted months earlier by Israel's spy agency, Mossad. Israel's military has declined to comment on the blasts.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The United States military has acknowledged that Yemen's Houthi rebels shot down two MQ-9 Reaper drones. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. military says the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10 and the second just on Monday. Online videos showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterwards in Yemen's Dama province. As the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S. led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. That's imperiled a waterway that typically sees $1 trillion worth of trade pass through it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States Navy is preparing for a potential conflict with China by learning lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Navy is taking lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea to get ready for a potential future conflict with China.
I'm very focused on 2027.
That's the year Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Navy's top officer, says China has ordered its forces to be ready for invading Taiwan. Franchetti wants the Navy ready if needed.
If the nation calls us, we can push the go button.
Franchetti tells the AP she's unveiling an ambitious plan that includes boosting maintenance and recruiting. The Navy's learning from how Ukraine's forces have used a variety of capabilities to limit Russia's Black Sea Fleet operations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
FBI Director Chris Wray says the FBI has disrupted a group of Chinese hackers who were working at the direction of the Chinese government to infiltrate critical infrastructure in the U.S. and other countries and to steal data from universities and government agencies. The hacking campaign, known as Flax Typhoon, installed malicious software on thousands of internet-connected devices to create a massive botnet, a network of infected computers. The FBI and Justice Department did not identify any of the targets by name. A group of young activists in Turkey known as 1,000 Youth for Palestine is posing a rare and potent challenge to the government as they continue to expose Turkey's ongoing trade with Israel. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Along with condemning Israel, the group 1,000 Youth for Palestine also took aim at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for sustaining Turkey's trade with Israel. The student-based group, since the start of Israel's Gaza military campaign, has targeted the export of Azerbaijani oil to Israel by way of a Turkish port. The group is also protesting Turkish companies continuing trade ties with Israel despite an official embargo. The group uses social media to broadcast its message, circumventing government-controlled media. Erdogan lost heavily in recent local elections. Activists say they hope to build on that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Lawyers for some of the men accused of raping an unconscious French woman who had been drugged by her husband have asked about her habits, personality, and sex life, and even questioned whether she was truly unconscious during the encounters. Giselle Pellico's testimony Wednesday came a day after her ex-husband, Dominique Pellico, testified that for nearly 10 years, he drugged her and invited dozens of men to rape her as she lay defenseless. She fiercely rejected any suggestion that she was anything but an unwitting victim. Giselle Pellico became a hero to many rape victims and a symbol of the fight against sexual violence in France for agreeing to waive her anonymity in the case. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.